Hurricane Sandy has brought an unprecedented volume of water into our region, causing flooding all over the East Coast, including right here in Lower Manhattan. Philip Musigas, the Hudson River Program Director for Riverkeeper, joins us now to discuss the environmental impacts of all this extra water in urban areas. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you. Hi, Leonard.
If you went out and tested the water right now around New York City, what would you expect to find? Would there be higher bacterial counts?
Well, there could be higher bacterial counts, of course, from sewage treatment plants that are either have lost power and are not operating and discharging raw sewage into the Hudson and into the harbor, or sewage overflows. As you know, we have a chronic problem of an old sewer system in the city, and so when it rains more than about a quarter of an inch, we get untreated sewage.
And that's just normal storms.
That's just in a normal rainstorm. I think what Riverkeeper is much more concerned about from a storm of this magnitude is really because of the storm surge and the flooding along waterfront industrial sites, and because of damage to vessels that are either, weren't secured properly or were damaged in the storm, that we have tremendous amounts of pollution from everything from oil and gasoline and diesel fuel to industrial chemicals, paint, solvents. If you think of industrial sites along the industrial waterfront in Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx, normal conditions, the materials would be stored safely. But when you have this massive flooding and you have the force of the water basically flushing a lot of these things back out into the river and into the harbor, hey, we're really concerned that we're going to see a lot of oil pollution, a lot of chemical and hazardous waste pollution. And we have anecdotal reports coming in already that people are seeing oil sheens, and I think I heard on your show earlier today that people are smelling gas in the flood water and things like that. So a major concern for us.
And a few of New York's waterways, like Newtown. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. The challenge, I think, with the storm like this and this kind of pollution is it's not a particular specific spill of where you have a single ship that's leaking oil that you can put booms around it, you can try and contain it. This is such a broad area and such a diffused pollution sources from so many different sources that it's going to be very challenging to get it under control.
A few of New York City's waterways, like Newtown Creek and the Gowanus Canal, are Superfund sites. Will this storm make the cleanup of them even harder?
It could make the cleanup harder if some of the pollution was distributed over a wider area. That's a concern. Certainly in Newtown Creek, which is right off the East River, there probably was some, because the sediments flow out into the East River a little bit anyway, but with the storm surge like this, there's probably some spreading out of that contamination over a wider area. So certainly that's a concern. And if bulkheads were damaged along the shoreline of Newtown Creek or the Gowanus, then you certainly could have more pollution from those waterfront sites leaching back into the creek.
And there's a large plume of
to tell, but,
there's a large plume of oil under parts of Greenpoint. Part of the reason Newtown Creek is so polluted is water saturation in that area going to push more oil out of the ground, a kind of a natural fracking.
Hopefully the measures that Exxon, who's dealing with that oil spill, the measures they have in place to keep the groundwater pumping out, and they put in actually sealed bulkheads and booms in the water as a typical practice. Hopefully those will keep, the additional groundwater from causing more pollution. But, we will be taking the Riverkeeper boat down to the city as soon as we can to do a patrol and check all these things out. We're lucky. We put our boat in Ossining in the Mid Hudson River, and our boat captain stayed on it overnight, and we managed to avoid any damage to it. But once the river clears a little bit, we'll get back out and we'll be able to assess the damage.
What about the Meadowlands in New Jersey? Is there anything there that might concern you?
Not that I have heard of, although that's something we will look into for sure. In terms of the landfill contamination and the historic contamination there, that could certainly be a problem.
And destruction of the marshlands.
in the marshlands. Certainly there probably is damage to the marshlands as well. And, these, I think as other people have mentioned today, the, obviously we talked about the short-term concern of assessing the toxic chemical pollution and trying to get that under control and getting sewage treatment plants back up and running. But, long-term, we really need to reassess, I think, what New York City and the entire metro area needs to do to plan for these severe storms. I think we've had 2 years in a row of hurricanes and severe flooding now. And, Mayor Bloomberg has certainly done some good planning in terms of trying to make the city more adaptable to sea level rise. But, those efforts will probably have to be sped up now. I think we can anticipate these things will become a regular occurrence in the future.
A listener, Hugh, asks on Twitter about salt water getting into the freshwater drinking supply. Is that something we should be concerned about?
Not for the areas of New York City that are served by the upstate reservoirs. So most of New York City, I think a very high percentage gets water from upstate New York from the Catskills through the aqueduct system, and that, from what I understand, the city is actually, as a precaution, is adding extra chlorine to that water to disinfect it. So if people are using their tap water and they smell a slight chlorine smell, they should not be concerned by that. But the upstate reservoirs probably have some stormwater runoff going into them, but as far as I know at this point, there's not a drinking water concern for the city. And obviously, if people in particular buildings, if their water looks dirty or smells bad, then they should not drink it. But luckily, it's not a system of reservoirs that are in New York City itself. And so at this point, I think they're safe.
No, a number of listeners have contacted us about whether there's a connection between the storm and climate change. Do you see mm-hmm. them as linked?
That's a tricky question. I think that the frequency of these types of severe storms is certainly known to be linked to climate change. Whether or not this particular storm and even last year's hurricane are directly linked to that, I think that's very hard to tell. We have some periodic cycles of more severe hurricanes seasons in the Atlantic, but I think the fact that we have such unpredictable weather patterns and we have these rather than a more stable weather and climate system, we have a destabilized system essentially. So I think we are going to see more rapid changes in weather and for the New York City area and the lower harbor area, we're going to see additional storms like this in the future. I think it's something that we're going to have to adapt to and plan around. And certainly, for economic reasons and environmental reasons, which is what we're concerned with, we're going to have to take some creative measures to try and address these problems. And for New York City, one benefit of restoring a lot of the tidal wetlands and tributaries that are going into the harbor and some of the shoreline areas of the harbors, those types of natural shorelines can really absorb a lot of stormwater. They can't solve all our problems. We have to have sea walls where they're necessary, and we have to have perhaps consider floodgates and things like that in certain areas. But we can, if we do a mixture of things from restoring natural shorelines to hardening the shoreline and raising certain areas of the city, then that's what we need to start thinking about.
Philip, we have about 30 seconds left. This is a very powerful storm. Do you think it will change the geography of the region in any way, creating new inlets, flooding islands?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a dynamic system anyway. It's the Hudson River estuary, which is the harbor is a part of, is always shifting a little bit. The sediment shifts around all the time. So it's possible over time, if we continue to have these types of storms, they could change the environment for sure. Before we run out of time, I do want to leave folks with a number. If people do see active
quickly.
Oil spills or other spills, yes.
Quickly.
Okay. State number is 1-800-457-7362.
Thank you so much, Philip.
And you can also go to Riverkeeper's website.
Philip Musigas. of the Hudson River Program, the Hudson River Program Director for Riverkeeper.